The city of Copenhagen is well on its way to becoming the first carbon-neutral capital in the world by 2025. Demonstrating its many sustainable initiatives, the country's Copenhagen Solutions exhibit offers inspiration to policymakers, developers, and architects worldwide. With its extensive and efficient district heating network, bridges only for cyclists and pedestrians, and an ambitious climate action plan, Copenhagen is a good place to look for inspiration when it comes to creating greener buildings and cities. Qiu Baoxing, Vice Minister of Housing and Urban Rural Development, said at the pavilion's opening ceremony that Copenhagen has provided a roadmap for Chinese cities to follow in the journey to a low-carbon future.
Denmark drives economic development at the same time as enhancing environment and quality of life for its residents. The percentage of alternative energy used in Denmark is the highest around the world. Take Copenhagen as an example. It is an ancient city as well as a green and low-carbon city. The renovation of old buildings and the construction of new ones follow the low-carbon, environmentally friendly way.
Several Danish companies in the architecture and building sector have been invited to display their solutions, technologies, and products. A model showing Nanjing's Lighthouse program has attracted many visitors. It is a 3,500 square meter house inspired by Copenhagen's famous low-carbon green lighthouse. Zhang Penghao, the chief marketing manager at Kaui Consulting Company, who designed the program, tells us about the building's environmentally friendly features.
Our idea is to build an energy-saving exhibition center with less than 41 kilowatt hours per square meter per year. What's more, we want it to be comfortable. We have optimized the facade of the building to get more natural light. People can enjoy the natural light but do not feel hot, so it won't increase the energy consumption of the building. We also control the temperature and moisture inside the building so that people can work in a comfortable environment.
Kaui Consulting Company now is involved in several sustainability projects, which are centered on making buildings greener, more attractive, and energy efficient. Danish Energy Management has been working on a number of renewable energy and energy efficiency programs for 10 years in collaboration with the Chinese government. Chief Consultant Pia Yasuko Rask says she sees a huge potential market for green and energy-efficient building in China, despite several challenges that must be overcome.
Finance is an issue and the market structure is a bit of an issue, because the market structure right now, as I understand it, is that project developer builds the building, sells it off immediately, and someone sits on the building maybe 3 years, doesn't care about the utility bills because the renter is paying it. Maybe they don't even rent it out, because with the fast rising property prices, money can be made even just on the capital gain. But I think that's changing. And I think if we can come up also with better ways of finding finance for these investments, then it will be more successful. So that's also what we are trying to work on.
The exhibition is open to the public from April 1st to April 3rd. For CRI, I'm Wang Xiao.